when Jesus becomes the means to an end in my thinking and my theology, now I have something that I want to achieve. I mean, maybe I want to become a president of the United States, or maybe I just want to lift this weight, or I want to, like you said, run the marathon, or I want to accomplish something. Now I have my own goals and my own dreams and my own visions, and Jesus is going to be the one who helps me get there. This turns Jesus from a person into a vitamin, from the God and Savior that we worship and adore to the kind of Gatorade drink that we need to make it to the end of the quarter. This takes the one who hears our prayers and answers them and makes him into just kind of the assistant who comes along when we're in need. And so this betrays a completely wrong-headed idea of who Jesus is. It wasn't like Paul had a bunch of things that he wanted to accomplish. And he says, boy, it's a good thing I got Jesus to kind of boost me up or give me a spot or help me along. No, Jesus was the reason and the end of everything that Paul was doing. And because of that, he could have this confidence.